I'm also the woodworm expert. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Sorry, I should have mentioned it before. That chair's got a touch of it. I take it you want to see Mr. Figley. And the name, sir?
The name Horn, Kenneth Horn.
Oh, yes. Mr. Horn. Mr. Figley and his son have often spoken about you.
Oh, really? What did they say?
I don't know. They always send me out of the room first.
Well, I'd like to see him anyway.
Very well. Just a moment. Hello, Mr. Figley. There's a gentleman to see you. How would I describe him? Oh, large, spacious, well-built, somewhat detached, semi-furnished on top and in good condition. Here. The name's Kenneth Horn. Very good, Mr. Figley. You may go in, sir.
Oh, thank you, Miss Potter. That's a rather old-fashioned speaking tube. Does Figley sound far away?
No, no, he's only 2 mins from the tube. Going in, sir?
Yeah. That one should have gone out, shouldn't it? Goodbye, Miss Potter, goodbye. Ah, morning, Figley.
Morning, Mr. Horn. I shan't keep you a moment. I'm on the phone. Hello? Mr. McCraith, that offer for the house in Kingsley Road, I'm afraid it's fallen through. No, it's the house that's fallen through. Yes, well, the soil was a bit soft and it slipped halfway down. Righto, goodbye. Norman?
Yes, Dad?
Make a change in the particulars for number 10 Kingsley Road. It's got a sunken living room now.
All right, Dad. Here, we better alter the price, though. After all, we was asking 5,000.
All right, make it 6,000. Now then, Mr. Horn, can I interest you in some nice property?
Well, yes, Figley, that's why I'm here.
Well, let's see. You wouldn't like to buy a barber's shop, I suppose?
Well, no, thank you.
Pity, it's a snip.
Anyway, what makes you think I'm looking for a business?
I heard your last radio series.
Figley.
I want to buy
a nice residential property.
A bungalow?
No, a house.
Oh, well, that's another story. I think I've got the very thing for you.
It's not 10 Kingsley Road, is it?
Oh, good gracious, no. No flies on you, is there, eh? You heard me, didn't you? I wouldn't dream of selling you a place like that. Well, I've got a very nice, classy residence in the Finchdead Garden suburb. Oh, it's a most lugubrious neighbourhood.
Surely you mean salubrious?
No, there's nothing like that goes on there. That sought-after area, you know. Lady Grangeforth, she has a big house there.
Well kept?
Well, I've heard, yes, she... Oh, no, I see. Yes, no, oh, yes. All the property's well cared for. The people are very select. You won't see any lines of washing hanging out in the suburb.
No washing?
No, very select people, even if they do wear filthy clothes.
What's the house like?
Norm, bring details of Monry Pos, Larches Road.
Here we are, Mr. Horn.
Oh, thank you. Now, let's just see, shall we? No, 4 bedrooms, 2 intercommunicating kit,
yes.
Bath, and... Good gracious, a swimming pool.
What the delightful features of the place.
But isn't it rather unusual to have an indoor swimming pool?
Oh, not really. The damp course doesn't work.
Norman, I'm your father, am I not?
Yes, Dad.
And I'm the head of this firm, am I not?
Yes, sir.
And you are a junior partner, are you not?
Yes, sir.
Then kindly remember, I do the funny lines. Big head.
Excuse me, Mr. Figley.
Oh, yes. Come in, my dear. Mr. Horn, I'd like you to meet Miss Janet Waters.
Oh, hello.
How'd you do?
One of my more reliable colleagues.
Oh, really? Surveyor?
Given half the chance, I would.
I don't suppose she sings by any remote chance.
Well, I don't know if she knows that one, but she does sing. Like to hear her?
Well, I certainly would.
Right. Miss Potter, you know that vacant lot down the road? Well, send them in here, will you?
That's not the variety orchestra conducted by Paul Fenley, is it?
However did you guess, Mr. Noel?
Well, I think I know this show by now. Sing, Janet.